to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
1041.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. You can call now or text us. We want to know what you got into. Hopefully it was a long holiday weekend for you. If it wasn't, what'd you get into over the weekend? Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, after we were done here on the program, Elvis and I got into my car and we drove down to our nation's capital for 4th of July.
Bet nobody went there.
It wasn't too bad. Huh. But to be quite frank, we didn't go into the city proper, like, for the festivities that evening. But
that would be the best part to go, though, right?
Not if you hate people.
Thank you.
Two people equally.
I get you.
But we went to a Nats game.
Were you the only two people there?
No, it was actually pretty crowded. I think a lot of people went because they thought it would be fun.
Who's the other team?
Was the Mets.
That's why. It was probably all Mets fans.
Mm. It seemed like a lot of college kids, quite frankly.
Tickets were probably also $11 to go see
the Mets. Tickets are only
team.
$11.
Are
to
they
see
really?
The Mets. Yeah, pretty much. And you could pretty much sit wherever you wanted.
Like,
you
it's
could,
like seeing a AAA game.
What a starkly different experience than Fenway Park.
You have no idea. People don't know how to behave either. There's no respect for
at
the game.
At Fenway Park? Or
no.
Oh. What do you mean they don't know how to behave?
They're moving when play is happening. They're just standing right in front of you. They're leaning in front of you. There were so many conversations happening.
They're not watching the game?
Not one person.
What?
We were the only people watching the game.
Damn, there's Mets fans.
But that's fine. But I loved going there. I really like the stadium. It is a vibe around there during the games and stuff. It's awesome. And what else? Went to the Folger Shakespeare Library because I'm a nerd.
Little Billy Shakes on 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, and
an Englishman.
Yeah, just walked around, you know, the Capitol and walked around all the buildings and stuff like that. And then I drove back.
Well, that's good you did that part. Tracy from Ayer wants to share about hitting her fundraising goal over the weekend. Good morning, Tracy.
Yes, very exciting. So I'm doing my 12th try for a cure this coming Sunday in Maine. And I set a goal of $12,000, and this weekend I hit that goal.
Yay! Yeah.
Good for you.
Very, very excited. So you know what I did?
No.
I raised my goal to $13,000. So I'm actually only $750 away from a $13,000.
Tracy, we call that moving the goalposts.
Well, congratulations.
Never
to you,
can
my
be
friend.
Enough. Never can be enough for the fight against cancer. And I also finished my Towel of Inspiration, and Lana and Mimi are proudly on that towel, and I will carry them with me on Sunday.
I love that so much. I'd love it if you would maybe tag me on Instagram so I can share that as well, or on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
All right. Have a great week. Thank you, Tracy. Our good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
Big party in Marblehead. You weren't at your house hosting?
Mm-hmm. No, we did not host this weekend, so... Yeah, I debuted a new cake at a party in Marblehead where there were no fireworks, but we were able to see the surrounding town's fireworks from the roof deck. Mm-hmm. Then we did a quick drive up to Vermont for another party on Saturday, and only took about 4 hours to get there, but 3 hours to get back.
There you go.
7 hours on the road to see some sparklers. Let's go.
My beer.
Thank you, Corey. We appreciate that. We got invited by our friends over to Nantucket for the 4th of July.
Yes, Nantucket. Yes.
You have to say
did you
like
see
this.
Coach?
You know, that was the talk of the island, was Coach Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend biking all around the island.
They did indeed.
There was a lot of celebrity sightings on the island. There's one that we're going to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour. Donald Glover was out there.
Okay.
Kevin, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank was out there. Albert Breer, he's an NFL guy. Saw him walking down the street.
Okay.
Who else was there? Can't remember. They do this really cool thing early. I think it was on the 4th of July. They bring all the fire trucks into the center of the square, and then they soak the kids.
Oh, how fun.
They just pummel kids with fire hoses.
Come on.
That's something I can get behind.
That sounds so fun. And when you say all the fire trucks, three?
It's one from the 40s.
I don't hate it. You take it.
It's lost a little pressure.
Firefighters are important everywhere. I was going to ask you, island.
How strong is the pressure on these hoses?
I love it.
It's like a...
We're destroying children with...
That just sounds like a ton of fun. I would get in there.
No, it's normally for us, it's pretty low-key. We're usually on the Cape, and so it was nice to get invited over there. And it's... Nantucket is, it's just a different place. I mean, you just see the celebrities. This is, if you're ever wondering where all the beautiful people in the world are at any one time, it has to be in Nantucket the week of 4th of July. It was crazy. It's like supermodels, and it doesn't matter if they are 18 or 88. They are all beautiful and tanned and dressed and coiffed and all of it in their yachts and all of that stuff. Mm. It's just... And I learned a new term while I was over there this time, Kennedy. It's called the Nantucket 10.
Go on.
That's a $100 bill. Because every flipping where you go in that place, you got to drop a Nantucket 10.
So it's even like going to Target.
Even if it's like, unfortunately, though, it's like you go for four subs at the sub shop and it's a Nantucket 10. You're like, I could have gotten those at Subway for $6 a piece.
Not on Nantucket.
Well, you need to shop better next time before you leave.
Right. Thank you, Kennedy. I'll work on that for my next.
You bring your own groceries. That's what I do.
Yeah, then you gotta haul all this stuff across cobblestone streets.
No, I know. Hardness.
Well, then drop your Nantucket 10s.
I know. I'm just saying.
Make up your mind.
I know. It's so beautiful over there, though.
Oh, I bet. I've never been.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they would stop me at the door and be like, "Not you."
What are you doing here?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.